USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump having tea with the Queen next after meetings with British Prime Minister Theresa May earlier today at a joint news conference with May. The president said he's told Great Britain, whatever you do is okay with us when it comes to the nation's exit from the European Union.
She's going to make a decision as to what she's going to do.
And despite saying in a Thursday interview that May's so-called soft Brexit plan could put U.S.-UK trade in jeopardy, he says at the news conference,
the only thing I ask of Theresa is that we make sure we can trade, that we don't have any restrictions, because we want to trade with the UK, and the UK wants to trade with us. We're by far their biggest trading partner, and we have, you know, a tremendous opportunity to double, triple, quadruple that.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Former FBI attorney Lisa Page will be testifying today before the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees. Republicans on the panels want to question her about her work on the special counsel's investigation into possible collusion between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign. They'll also ask her about anti-Trump text messages she exchanged with FBI agent Peter Strzok, who testified before the committees for 10 hours yesterday. A pay-your-age promotion at Build-A-Bear Workshop stores across the nation causing chaos yesterday when long lines and stores running out of the bears left a lot of people upset. The Build-A-Bear CEO Sharon Price-John says this morning,
there was no way for us to have estimated the kind of impact those kinds of crowds. It far surpassed anything we ever could have known.
She was speaking on NBC's Today Show, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A pair of Texas senators sponsoring legislation that would protect immigration and customs enforcement. Republicans Ted Cruz and John Cornyn say it doesn't make sense to dissolve ICE because the agency has rescued over 1,400 victims of human trafficking in just the past year. Back to the president's visit to London, where he says that Trump baby balloon is indeed making him feel unwelcome. Protesters have been flocking near Britain's Parliament building today during the president's visit and will be flying that 20-foot orange balloon that looks like Donald Trump wearing a diaper for several more hours. London city officials permitting the Trump baby after over 10,000 people signed a petition in support of it. In an interview with the British tabloid The Sun Thursday, Trump said he used to love London, quote, but then they put out blimps to make me feel unwelcome. So he added, there's no reason to stay in London for very long. And the first commercial flights into space are going to be, as you might imagine, quite pricey. Reuters says plans for Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin New Shepard space vehicle are calling for passengers to shell out at least $200,000 a ticket. The Amazon founder says the test flights with passengers are going to start soon. Find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.